I promise you, I walked all the way in here and I forgot I was wearing this hat. I forgot that I had this on my head. It was so comfortable. Of course, it's very cold outside today.
Negative 15 Celsius.
That's Celsius, ladies and gentlemen.
That's cold.
And then they had the wind chill in there as well, which sometimes people get real fired up about the wind chill that you can't mention the weather when it's cold and someone have not have someone say, yeah, but with the wind chill.
Yeah.
Feels like twice as cold anyway. So I'm super Canadian this episode.
Yeah.
I got a red hat, a red toque, as they call it. And a Tim Hortons to match. So I'm super cozy today.
I just realized this isn't even the main story. Hold on here.
You got the wrong story right off the top.
Yeah.
After that lovely intro.
Hold on. This is the story here. Come on now. This is the story.
iPhone 14 Pro could have a hole punch camera and hide Face ID under the screen. Apple might have some big design changes in store for 2022. You know what's funny? I saw something on Twitter. I don't remember who it was who was talking about it. About a pill shape cutout. So not a notch, but like a pill, like a horizontal pill. It might have been Ben Geskin talking about it, or I don't really remember who it was, but it was that kind of rumor mill render group that was that showed it off, and I was like, you know, that would be a way of enhancing or modernizing the iPhone design without the complexity of having to pack all those sensors underneath the display. This is a third option.
Yes.
What do you think? What do you think about that design right there? The
little pill. Like it. I like it more so than the notch.
You're a pill guy.
I take the pills.
Red pill, blue pill, green pill, all pills.
Yeah.
One pill. I mean, pill makes you smaller. I watched Alice in Wonderland. You remember I told you?
Yeah.
In your head. In your head.
That was a nice rendition. We're going to get copyright.
That's right. Infringement there. It's too close. Too close for comfort. So that's an option. Look at that. Look what they packed in. At least look what the render guys packed in. They put an infrared camera.
Yeah.
They put an ambient light sensor. They put a proximity sensor, a speaker, front camera, and a dot projector. They put it all into that tiny little pill shape. I mean, it's not really doing much for you from a real estate perspective, to be fair. It's still taking up a similar amount of space to the notch. I guess it's improved somewhat. But it does make it feel fresh and new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the rumor that you were talking about, I think, implies a hole punch, just a circular, probably centered hole punch. I'm guessing that's what that rumor's about. And then it puts all those other sensors, dot projector, infrared, et cetera, under the display, because those are easier to put under the display and maintain a high quality when compared to the camera. Putting that under the display and maintaining a high quality. That's a little bit more complicated, as we've seen some manufacturers have attempted. And they've done it successfully, but it seems that the front-facing camera does take a hit performance-wise when it's underneath the display.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Apple wants to do that.
Which do you prefer? Like the hole punch or the pill?
Well, obviously, listen. The more screen, the better, I suppose. The hole punch seems to be as small as you can get without going under display. So I guess that's the better one. But Apple has maintained, as I've said in the past, they've taken the security thing very seriously.
Mm.
And they've maintained this Face ID situation as the primary and the exclusive way of unlocking their premium devices.
Yeah.
And so it seems to me that in order to continue that into the future, they're going to need some solution other than going completely under display or going completely solely with the hole punch, because there's other sensors that need to be in there. again, unless they can get those sensors to work just as well underneath the display, mm-hmm. which is what the rumor is suggesting. So I think I could put up with a pill. I think any kind of change there. And by the way, I'm not saying that I'm one of these guys that's ultra offended by a notch, but it does get a bit stale at a certain point, and you want to feel like you're buying something new, and you want to feel like sure. there's something happening, even if it's just for, you know, the novelty of it. That's just how consumption works. Well, I don't need to explain to you. You buy all sorts of things. And how do you decide when to buy a new thing? Well, you say, oh, I don't, it looks improved to it me.
Looks different.
They did something.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. They did something different.
Yeah.
Allow me to indulge in the different thing they've done.
And it has to be physically seen. Mm. It can't be internal. You know what I mean?
It can be for a couple generations, but at a point.
Yeah.
It's like with automotive. They do those kind of slight refreshes.
Sure.
And then eventually they do the overhaul, and you're like, oh, cool.
Nice.
That's the one I want.
That's a nice fender.
And you know what else people do is they go, I don't want to buy the old one right before the new one, because imagine if the new one completely overhauls it. God forbid my expenditure here mm-hmm. is not having the effect or impact on myself and my enjoyment and those around me. They're saying, look at this guy. He's got the new one. Mm. Matter of fact, they say the other thing. They say, what is it? I don't even know what generation. What is that? 2-3 generations old? And you're like, hey, man, spent money over here.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
That used to be $1,500.
And they're like, ah, whatever. You know, so listen, I'm not saying you know, I play with all this stuff. I'm saying just in general, people try to really line it up. They try to really line it up with the new thing.
Yeah.
Here, what do we have? More Apple news. A rumored new monitor. A more affordable display. Yeah, that's welcome news, because this Pro Display XDR, I don't remember the price of it, but good Lord. Is it $5,000?
Yeah.
Is the Pro Display XDR $5,000?
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, it is 6K. It's a beautiful display. I mean, it's one of the best displays I ever looked at in my life. But $5,000 really puts it in a category. It's certainly not a lot of people are going to be able to enjoy it at that price.
Yeah. Mm. I'm just saying, you have two on your desk.
Yeah, but I don't
but
remember.
But you enjoy it, right?
But I didn't remember that it was $5,000. Yeah. You just reminded me. Now I'm going to sell it.
And then there's the stand as well.
No, I'm going to sell it. Get rid of it. It's $5,000.
Yeah.
You see, you get caught up in this stuff. Uh-huh. So this is from Mark Gurman. He got a Power On newsletter. You ever heard of it?
I have.
It's called Power On.
Seems powerful.
You betcha. You betcha.
Gurman's powering on.
Power On newsletter. He said Apple's next external monitor is destined to be about half the price of the Pro Display XDR. Well, okay. I mean, that's an expensive display still. Half of $5,000 is still $2,500. Will,
mm-hmm.
do some math over here.
Do you think it'll look different? You know how it had like the cheese grater look. You think they're just gonna keep that aesthetic?
Yeah, you don't get no cheese grater for $2,500.
You don't?
No. You get just a straight slick back, just like the same thing as your MacBook.
Ugh.
No, that's all you get,
the
man.
Slick back.
Let's see what he says over here, Garmin. He's hoping it launches in 2022. It's not super clear from his informed source. He said the cost of building the monitor, which uses LED backlight but not mini LED, has likely come down with a few tweaks and perhaps a slight drop in brightness. Okay. I mean, I don't know that I want to drop the brightness, but... and then they're working on a smaller 24 and 27-inch display along with a successor to the Pro Display XDR. I guess that stays in there.
Mm.
The latter could use an A13 Bionic chip and Apple's neural engine to accelerate learning tasks. You're talking about my monitor right now?
Yeah. It's super smart.
Jeez. Relax. What? It's far beyond HDR, claimed for the firm current. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculed by display expert Vincent Teo. I saw that video. You can compare it to a Sony reference monitor. I don't know. It's a whole beef going on. Listen, I'll back out of that game straight away because dudes like Vincent, I mean, you think...
You don't play.
You think that you care about pixels? Like, you think you care about displays? And then That's what it is. It's always like that, Will. Levels of enthusiasm. It's in your own social group. Your level of enthusiasm is absurd. But then you keep climbing the ladder, the staircase, and you bump into somebody like, oh, God, I mean, I care about it, but good Lord, you've taken it to another place, sir.
The peak.
And then you got to just back off and respect that you have probably placed your enthusiasm or distributed your enthusiasm elsewhere into a number of categories.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like you, Will, you like to distribute it. You're not going to take it all and put it in one place.
Yeah. Maybe for crypto.
Amen.
At a certain point.
I wasn't going to say that.
I know, yeah. But you were thinking it.
I was thunking it.
You were thunking it.
I was thunking it. By the way, I feel like if you go back to Vincent's channel there, I feel like the display is in focus and he's not in focus in this video. Which for a guy who is all about monitors, he's looking a little soft there. So you see how that goes.
Maybe he was so.
Oh, he's like,
screw it. He rushed it out.
No, he's like, screw it. It's all about the monitor, not me. So I'll be out of focus so the monitor can be in.
Yeah, he'll take the hit.
You know, Sony reference style. Yeah, and look at the giant watermark on there. Shout out, Vincent, man.
Yeah.
Shout out. Do your thing.
He's doing good work.
Do your thing. It's fine. Do your thing. A new PC case with automatic air vents is freaking me out. Who's me? Mike Fahey.
Fahey?
Fahey. All the way over on Kotaku. He's freaked out. Yeah. I don't know if I'm freaked out. I like it. I think it looks amazing. That is very cool. Kind of reminds me of, what was that car? Was it a Mercedes concept car that had fins on it that kind of behaved like that?
Yeah, the Avatar car.
Yeah, I'm talking supercar Blondie.
Yeah. AVTR.
Mm. Could drive sideways.
Uh-huh. It looks like it's breathing.
That's what I'm talking about. This reminds me of that. What if your gaming computer could breathe, opening its mouths wide to gulp in air when it got too hot? Or shuttering its orifices to keep out dust and reduce. You don't have to use that word.
Yeah.
That's the idea behind CyberPower PC's somewhat unsettling Kinetic Series PC case. Yeah, this is, come on, man. It adjusts to your system's airflow needs.
I appreciate this mainly because PC cases, they all look very techy nowadays with the RGB and the glass.
The gamer aesthetic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is nothing wrong with it, but this looks like a piece of art.
There's nothing wrong with it, but there's something wrong with it. Well, that's what they said. I mean, options are good.
Mm-hmm.
Options are good. And this would be the type of thing that you would put in your den, Will. You would put this in your den. You'd have...
Yeah.
You would have bookshelves full of literature. You would have a leather desk pad.
Yeah, a humidor. Right?
A crystal glass of cognac.
Yes.
You would have.
Uh-huh.
You would have this cyber...
I would have this, yes.
CyberPower. What was the company?
CyberPower.
Yeah, okay. You would have this CyberPower PC chassis. It's funny that they have this very minimalist... monument looking case, but the company is called CyberPower PC, which is smells like RGB to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can smell the RGB from here.
Apparently it's also functional too. So it could take in more wind when it's opened up.
Yeah, of course. I love it, man.
Taking more air, I guess. But
I wonder though, like dust buildup, and I have questions as anyone would. But I
don't think about it. No, it's strictly art.
I'm going to stop thinking about it because it's just too cool looking. And I think everybody wants one. And we're just going to leave it at that for the time being. It's very cool.
Yeah.
BMW shows off huge 31-inch in-car screen to keep backseat passengers entertained. Oh, is this more CES stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're still continuing.
CES still going on. Is it too late?
I think this is the last day.
Is it too late? Can we hop on a plane right now? What are you saying, man?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's get down there.
Let's go.
Let's gamble some of your crypto.
No.
Or I guess you did that yourself.
Yeah. Double gamble.
You did that yourself many moons ago just by getting involved in these exchanges and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. It's your fault. There's a lot of talking here. This is obviously just a concept, but you can kind of see this giant super wide screen that's I guess in the back seat.
What is it? This doesn't feel like a back seat to me. Where's the back seat, man?
That's covering the mirror.
Wait, where am I in a car there? Like, what is? Yeah. Oh, it's on the ceiling of the car.
Yeah,
it's kind of like an airplane where they would have the display, or like an old school drop down in an SUV or a van or something. It would drop down.
It's not at the headrest level.
No, it's higher than that. So I guess hopefully you're reclining a little bit.
That's the idea.
And then you're looking up and you got the perfect angle. Oh, that's very nice. Good morning. I've been wearing this smartwatch from Withings. It just reminded me because that thing said good morning. I have a video coming out. You should definitely check it out. I have good feelings.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it reminded me to boot up I have one of the high-end Withings scales to go with this.
Oh, did you have the...
I already had it.
Oh, really?
The new scale. One? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it's called. I think they have three different scales at this point. I think the one I have is called cardio. Anyway, point being is I stepped on it. I hadn't used it in a while. I set it back up. I paired it to my phone, the scale, to go with the watch. The watch is very unique what it's doing, but you'll find out in a video my feelings. And the scale said to me, Happy New Year.
That's it?
Happy New Year.
Oh.
Has a scale ever said Happy New Year to you before?
Not that I know of, no.
I had this weird experience of recognizing how exclusive this moment was, that a scale is saying Happy New Year to you before it tells you how fat you are.
Yeah.
See what I mean? It had a little animation on a display with like fireworks going on.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they have the little display, so that's.
But it's
nice.
A weird thing—the connection with New Year and gym memberships, and Planet Fitness and
the New Year
resolutions.
New me?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's still going on, right?
Of course, it's still going on, man. Although, gotta be honest, this the latest Omicron sort of
kind of stomped it.
Sort of stomped some of the. Business that gyms were about to do as far as new signups.
Yeah.
In the new year. The display, the BMW display, very cool, Will.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to sit in the back and watch that display. I also really like this vehicle. This is your next story. Vision EQ XX. It kind of looks like as if the EQS and the Taycan.
Yeah.
Had a baby.
Yeah.
Then you get the EQXX. The shape of it is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The tail is maybe even cooler than the Taycan. Look at the tail on it.
Yeah.
It's got a speed tail almost going on.
It does, eh? Yeah. With the.
I thought I was the Canadian. I thought I was the Canadian one today.
Yeah, it's a nice little blend. Almost, I feel like it looks like a.
Oh, it's lovely.
Like a Rolls Royce.
Dude, it is very classy. It is lovely. It is lovely. Don't get me started. The moment I saw this shape, I don't know. Are they going to release it? What do you know about it? I'll buy it. What does it have? 1,000 kilometers. Is it $1 million? Will they ever make it, Will?
In this article, it doesn't say.
Break it down. The prototype demonstrates just how efficient, sustainable, and luxurious electromobility can be. Electromobility. This champion of efficiency has a range of more than 1,000 kilometers on a single battery charge, which equates to consumption of less than 10 kilowatt hour of energy per 100 kilometers, due in part to the exterior design and aerodynamics. So it works as well. Drag coefficient 0.17, speed tail. It's about the tail.
Yeah.
And the nose.
In terms of availability, they said that it's going to create a road legal version. By the spring of this year.
Get out of here. Oh, a road legal version, street legal version of the prototype.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it looks finished. The interior looks finished. It's very EQS. It looks finished.
Mm-hmm. It has a 47-inch TV screen on board. which I'm guessing it's this.
Yeah, it's really a lot like the EQS. It's screen. The whole dash is basically screen stitched together.
The carpets are made of bamboo.
Wow.
Recycled trash.
Get out of here.
So that's gone from the landfill.
It features to your a surprising car. Mix of sustainable materials from mushrooms to bamboo, cactus, and vegan silk. I don't even know. Am I ordering a meal or am I sitting in interior?
You can eat the car. Take a chunk off of it while you're hungry.
The way that sounded, man.
Let's see. Would only have to. Mercedes thinks U.S. and Chinese buyers of the Vision.
Yes.
Would only have to recharge their car around twice a month.
What? Because of 1,000 km?
Yeah, because of the range.
Oh, man. They don't know about me. They don't know about me. I'm moving around, man.
Sure, yeah.
With a toque like this, I'm going to the outdoor rinks, man.
Yeah, you're different.
I need to roll that one up to the outdoor rinks.
But for the majority of people, I think this is good enough.
No.
Start charging twice.
Well, 1,000 is amazing anyway.
Like, oh, look at the wheel. Damn. It looks like so a coil.
Cool. The whole thing is so cool. They nailed it. They nailed it, man. The shape of it is so cool.
With the color?
You do have to agree, though. It's very Taycan until you get to the tail. If you didn't have that tail, it's the shape of a Taycan. Now, granted, there's only so many things you can do with four doors. We talked about this in the past. We're like, how good can you make a four-door car look?
Yeah.
And there's oftentimes I look at the Taycan, I'm like, I don't think it can look any better, a four-door car.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And
Taycan's really nice.
They extended the tail a little bit. I don't know what it does for your trunk. Man, I'd love to see this one in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that one under the lights over there. You don't even have a street legal version. I mean, it's not going to happen. But one day, it's going to happen one day. That thing's going to be in there one day.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Right over there. Spring. Right over there.
Right there?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
What do you got next?
Tesla game controller. What do you think about that?
Hmm?
So you got a Tesla recently. Are you going to get the game
controller?
Did
I? I forgot. Did
yeah,
I?
You did.
Because I
Although you don't drive it, though.
Well, it's because... It's just because
parked here.
You know what?
Forever.
It got cold and messy, and my kids are a disaster. They're throwing everything. They love eating in the car, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They love to... They're just, you know...
They're kids.
They're kids. It's Canada. It's the winter. So you pull the Raptor out and you beat the hell out of it.
Sure.
And, you know, whatever. They go and... you know what they want to do the other day? It's like it's late and they're like, we're hungry. We got to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich. That's what they said.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, let's see this sandwich. Because I didn't actually have it before.
Oh, okay. So you tried it.
Eh! Is this the one you're ranting and raving about?
I think Kirk is.
Oh, okay.
Not me.
Okay, you're not.
I'm still a Mary Brown's.
I don't even know what's going on with these chicken sandwiches things because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It must vary from location to location, time of day, freshness. I don't know what's going on because I'm having a huge mix of chicken sandwich experiences.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you should try a couple restaurants before you make judgments. Like different
I tried them all.
Places.
I tried them all, man. I don't know. I feel like we need to figure out chicken sandwiches. We got to get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Because we talked about it a lot in the past, and it still isn't solved. And,
no.
And I'll tell you what's going on right now. Can I tell you what's going on? They are making the sandwich seem bigger by putting more and more...
Batter?
Batter!
Yeah. They kind of...
It's so much better now. I'm like searching for the actual chicken, though.
I agree. With Popeyes, it's like extra batter.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
So where do I get the chicken sandwich with the correct batter to chicken ratio?
I think you got to make it yourself then.
Oh, get out of here. I'm making it myself. Jeez. Yeah. Rude. I'm not frying anything. I can make a chicken sandwich. Usually I'll just do... I could just have some chicken and then barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm not frying things. It's a mess.
Why not?
With the frying, it's a mess.
Oh, air fryer.
Is that the same thing? It's not the same. You've been going on about this air fryer. I want you to speak publicly. Tell the people what you've been telling me about the air fryer right now.
It's definitely not like a replacement for an actual fryer, but it's super easy. Everything that you make is just super easy.
Yeah, easy. But we want to know about the flavor.
It's locked in, man. Yeah. There's no... It's the air
what's is the not last going thing? Out. What's the last thing you put in the air fryer?
Peppers. Just what? Bell peppers.
You just drop it in there?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Just drop it in there.
And what happened?
Cooked it up. Look, tasted really good.
It's not even with another dish. You're just eating a pepper on its own? What are you doing?
Well, yeah, I mean...
What's going on over there at your place?
I mean, I just...
You can't just have a pepper on its own.
No. It was with... actually, I did mini potatoes as well.
What's a mini potato?
It's the smaller potatoes.
Is that a round potato? How small is it?
It's like the mini ones. Like a Timbit.
Timbit potato, okay.
Is that what you call them?
I don't know. You can call it whatever you want to call it.
It was a melody, though.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was the red one and
the Yukon.
Potatoes are a problem, man. They take forever to cook. So if
no, that's what I mean. The air fryer really, really solves that problem.
You attacked me.
Yeah.
When I gave you that ammunition of speed, you leapt over the table.
I took full advantage of it.
And strangled me. And I was like, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Well, listen. We're all very glad that you have this relationship with your air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope it lasts a very, very long time.
Well, yeah, I'm very proud of it.
Tesla has a controller. Tesla has their own branded controller. They're actually going to put it out. I know I saw the shots from the event where it kind of looked like, what is that? It's like a Nintendo Switch controller almost.
Mm-hmm.
Except it was Tesla branded. And then everyone knew you could use Xbox controllers and such.
Sure.
With games in your Tesla, but people were wondering, is Tesla going to just make the accessory themselves?
Like Cyberpunk?
Yeah, because he kept saying, you can play Cyberpunk, it's a supercomputer, or whatever. He kept saying it. So, they're saying it resembles a PS5. I mean, all these controllers look relatively familiar.
Sure.
Similar at this point, but what happened? They came out and said, yeah, we're going to do it?
No, not yet. Nothing's really confirmed.
Okay, on Twitter, the Kilowatt says, you'll let us know before Tesla launches their own game controller, right? And then Javier Verdura says, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the evidence that people... That's the evidence?
Yeah.
So people,
and it could be a troll, you know? I mean, Elon... It's kind of like the same spirit of just trolling online.
It would seem that if you're making a very complicated electric car, then making the controller with your name on it wouldn't be that difficult.
No.
That you could definitely handle that. But I wonder why they haven't yet. Maybe there's so many people that already just have controllers lying around. Mm-hmm. But you know how people collect the Tesla stuff. This would be way more useful to have this device than to have the whistle or the...
It's actually usable.
Power wheels or the tequila or any of those things. So I think they should do it. Yeah, go for it. Looks cool. It also kind of... Look at the bottom of it. It's kind of like the yoke or something. Is that reminding you of the yoke?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you want to go forward with that grip if you eventually make it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be comfortable.
Well, and it also seems like it would add unnecessary weight, but anyway.
Yeah.
It would be very cool to see Tesla get into other products other than electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this story. Drone carrying a defibrillator saves its first heart attack patient in Sweden.
Mm.
Everdrone plans to expand the service in Sweden later this year. Yeah, I saw this story on Twitter. You gotta love it. Technology helps out in that way. It kind of reminds me of when the watch... person falls down and then they discover them because the watch sent the distress thing.
It's just a lot quicker than having an ambulance just kind of rush through the traffic and roads and stuff, where they can just send a drone up and then fly directly to someone in need.
71-year-old had a heart attack while shoveling snow in December. was resuscitated by a nearby doctor after a drone flew in a defibrillator.
So the nearby doctor, thankfully, maybe one of his neighbors was a doctor that was just close by. So it's not like this drone can dispatch this defibrillator and do it itself. You actually need someone to be there.
Of course, the person having the heart attack is is very unlikely to
they can't do it themselves.
Initiate the I mean, even if they had access to it, it's not gonna, how's it gonna know who's gonna call in the distress signal and
it's like different positions so as forth. Well.
But either way, the doctor did not have the equipment he needed, and the drone brought the equipment.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's pretty cool. The drone was developed with the Center for Resuscitation Science at Karolinska Institutet, SOS Alarm in Region Västra Götaland. This is all very Swedish. This is an excellent real-world example of how Everdrone's cutting-edge drone technology fully integrated with emergency dispatch. Ah, fully integrated with emergency dispatch. So you just put out a regular 911 call or whatever it is in Sweden.
Yeah.
And the emergency services dispatch the drone. Minimize the time for access to life-saving AED equipment. That is cool. So rather than send an ambulance, dispatch that gets the initial emergency call can send the drone instead. Wow, drone versus human. It's faster than roads, and you can't do a chopper. Very cool.
Yeah.
In Europe, about 275,000 patients suffer from cardiac arrest annually, with approximately 70% of those arrests occurring in private home without a defibrillator on site, according to Everdrone. I know, because I'm always playing hockey, that and a lot of people, they go too hard, and then they get the heart attack, especially the older group. So it's always
Get a heart attack.
Yeah. So it's always a big deal, like the location of the defibrillator at the arena.
Everybody.
You always notice it on. It's always placed in an obvious location.
Right.
So easy access to it.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, you go too hard. Like, what you get a lot of is a guy would, you know, eat a bunch of Taco Bell and drink a bunch of beers and then show up and go bonkers with the cardio.
Yeah.
And the heart's like, hey man, normally we're just eating Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So take it easy or we're going to have an attack right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then that happens. Well, I mean, there's obviously other things going on that might happen anyway, but the reason I mentioned Taco Bell is because your next story is about Taco Bell's new subscription service. Get the hell out of here. Taco Lovers Pass. Enjoy a taco a day for 30 days. You don't need a taco a day for 30 days, Will, do you?
No, but I would like to.
$10 gets you 30 tacos.
Yeah.
Damn, that's cheap.
And here's a list of tacos here.
Crunchy Taco. Crunchy Taco Supreme. Soft Taco. Soft Taco Supreme. Spicy Potato. Soft Taco. Never heard of it. Doritos Locos Taco. Doritos Locos Taco Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is cheap. So you get a discount because you're buying in bulk.
Yeah.
Let's see what it says here.
Well, some people say that some tacos cost more than others.
Yeah, for sure.
But I guess it could be forgiven since you're getting like 30 tacos for $10.
Taco Lovers Pass will be available as a one-time purchase, but can be repurchased when the original 30 days is over. It also said that it'll be available for an extended, limited time. Given that you have the ability to re-up, I'd count that as a subscription. Well, it's kind of like a subscription, but it's more buying your next 30 tacos up front.
Yeah.
Kind of. Now, you have 30 days, so I guess they're thinking nobody's going to be crazy enough to come every single day.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But I'm also guessing that if you did it, you'd be there.
It's a pretty cool idea. Just for like 30 days, you can just have a taco.
But maybe they also know you're not going to just get one taco if you go.
Right.
You would add something. You'd be like,
a drink.
I need more tacos. I need something else. And then.
That's a clever idea.
So wait a sec.
And it's only a month.
Wait a sec. What if, so you have 30 days.
Yeah.
You spend $10, you're getting 30 tacos. What if you go there and you need two in one go? Could they just subtract the two and then you would have one less from your initial 30?
No. It's literally a taco a day.
It's just one per day.
Yeah.
All right. Which one are you going to get out of that those options?
I want the crunchy taco. Just the crunchy taco supreme. I want to up it.
easy with the salivating over there. Thinking more about this, I'll take the crunchy taco supreme with the, and it's a registered trademark once they put the supreme on it.
Yes.
Look at that. So yeah. I'm sure that's what you're in it for.
What about you?
Well, I've never tried a spicy potato taco in my life. So I might give it a go just because I've never.
Vegetarian.
It's a new product, right?
Yeah. They said it's the cheapest one. It's like a dollar.
In reality, I would pick that just because I've never tried it before. But normally I would pick the same one as you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
GameStop is going big into crypto and NFTs. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. Gaming retailer apparently wants publishers to sell NFTs through their new hub, NFT Hub. Yeah.
Kind of like, was it OpenSea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, OpenSea? OpenSea is one? Blowing up, man. You look at like Google Trends on that stuff. It's like,
huge valuation.
It's already blown up, but yeah, okay. I mean, GameStop with the meme stock, with the Wall Street bets and all that, they're trying to, they got to kind of ride this wave into something. Mm-hmm. And there is this seemingly this connection between the crypto community and the Wall Street bets community and the smooth brain kind of ape community.
Yes.
And why is it all the same community?
It's just everything's really dumbed down.
It's interesting.
It's either you're with the good or the bad.
It's interesting. The diamond. People don't say that.
Diamond hands.
You're not hearing that as much anymore, but holding the hands, the holding of the bags.
Hodling. Yeah.
The hodling. Anyway, it's all connected. And so it does make sense that GameStop would position itself as a focal point within that. And also gaming. I feel like gaming is kind of in there as well.
Yeah.
Which they're already there for that. And game companies and publishers have attempted their own play at NFTs, which we've talked about unsuccessfully so far, at least some of the ones we talked about. Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like GameStop is a little bit more forgiving, like the company itself.
That they would be forgiven?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because there's this weird love affair that people have with the brand.
Yeah.
Wanting it to exist and survive and willing to do the work to make that possible. Still at $140, man. They're hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
And do a max. Give us a max on that chart. It's been a long time since we brought up a stock chart. Like, it's hanging in there. It's hanging in there.
Yes.
But what does it all mean? I mean, at a certain point, you got to figure out what you're going to do. People aren't buying games the way they used to. You got to figure out how you're going to maintain an important role in people's lives. And maybe crypto is that answer. Maybe.
Yeah.
The metaverse, it has some sort of.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some sort of input there for a company like GameStop. Samsung is opening a metaverse store in Decentraland.
Mm-hmm.
Electronics giant Samsung has opened 837X, a virtual replica of its flagship 837 store in metaverse platform Decentraland. Have you spent any time in Decentraland, by the way? What's your awareness level?
Maybe around an hour or two.
An hour or two? Okay.
That's my max.
Would you visit the Samsung store? Is that a...
Well, I mean, let's
do it right now. Okay, here we go. We're doing
this
a live
Decentraland
exploration.
Let me see.
That's cool. Would you choose to shop in here? It just feels like it would take me longer. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta fake travel there. Maybe if I want to hang out with people or communicate.
But if you want to buy something real quick, yeah, you probably wouldn't want to go here. But I mean, maybe people are just having fun with it.
And maybe right one now. Day they figure out a way to really make it social so that the experience itself is enjoyable enough that it isn't necessarily about speed or doing it the fastest. Like if you could walk in that store virtually and speak to your pals or other enthusiasts in there about Samsung products.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go inside or what's going on?
Yeah, you can go inside.
Okay, go inside. Let's see what's okay.
So this is like the whole experience.
Hmm.
There should be other people in here.
Is that you? Is this you running around?
That's the character I made. His name is Bob Fett.
Bobby Fett.
And you can go in here and you can kind of collect collectibles, I guess, NFTs.
Yeah.
And just walk around.
So, okay.
I know that they have a theater. Right. Here it is. And then you can watch like the launch.
I don't care. I mean, that's cool.
There were supposed to be people here. I don't know where everyone went.
Well, should it not just have products in it? Like, can I not go? It's weird how you still have to put video in here and then.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is just preliminary.
Go in the middle there. Go in the middle. The very middle. Right there. Yeah, what does that do? That little icon. MetaMask digital wallet required to receive badge.
So this is just like a guest avatar.
Yeah. I got you. I think virtual shopping experiences could be really cool.
We're at a forest, apparently.
You jumped out the wrong door. I just think we're just at the very beginning still. But you know, stuff takes time and figuring out how to make it. Wow, you're just glitched out right now.
Uh-oh.
You're.
Oh, it's a dragon.
You see, there's this is, I don't think you're doing a good advertisement right now for Decentraland.
This is terrible. What is that? Oh, I think that was a collectible.
Oh, okay. So it was a kind of like a game inside of the...
Sure, yeah. You're supposed to hunt
right
for them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know,
but there
man.
There it is.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, it's obviously a little bit rough around the edges at the moment.
Yeah.
But you could imagine a future in which you could have an actual retail shopping experience in a virtual world. And you could
virtual
yeah, I mean, you could
avatars.
Share information with other enthusiasts who hang out in that store. I mean, it could also be annoying, but you might bump into some people. You, kind of how people hang out in forums and or on social media and talk about enthusiast things and have such a wide scope of knowledge. If you could do that in these virtual representations of places that actually house those products and you could actually transact there and purchase something and have it show up in real life, I mean, you can obviously imagine that being a kind of a cool thing, but
yeah,
it's one day, a little more polish.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. Samsung will figure it out. Maybe Bobby Fett will figure it out.
That's some ray tracing.
Shadows.
Yeah.
Lighting.